Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Tettelbach. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Stone. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dean Stone. And now, play ball. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Phillips moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Phillips moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Phillips scores. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. Kell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Tettelbach moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tettelbach moves to third. Olson moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Tettelbach scores. Olson scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is walked intentionally. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettelbach strikes out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Snyder, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald strikes out. One out. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettelbach hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Pierce covering. Safe. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0-for-1 in the game. Chuckalis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuckalis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Chuckalis. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tettelbach bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. 1 out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olsen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Lawler moves to second. Ron Northey pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0-for-2 in the game. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fitzgerald moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Jim Bridewesser. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-4 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.